You know, usually when we look at a major real estate market, it feels kind of like standing on an overpass.
Oh, yeah, looking down at the highway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're looking down at this massive 10-lane highway in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of cars, thousands of data points.
Right.
And they're all moving together in this really predictable flow. If one car slams on the brakes or, you know, swerves off the road, the overall traffic doesn't even feel it.
No, the average speed stays exactly the same. It's the law of large numbers.
Yeah, the volume just absorbs the anomalies. But today we are stepping off that overpass.
Thank goodness.
Right. We're getting in the car and we're driving a couple hours northwest into the wide open spaces.
Out to where that 10-lane highway turns into a quiet 2-lane county road.
Exactly. And out there, if one car stops in the middle of a 2-lane road, it completely changes the entire dynamic.
Oh, it ruins the traffic pattern completely.
Right. You're suddenly looking at a totally different environment, a highly sensitive statistical landscape.
Which is, you know, the definition of a low volume, high volatility market.
Yeah. We're talking about an area where a single property selling can just, well, flip the entire mathematical script upside down.
It's basically a laboratory for behavioral economics at that point.
It really is. And that is exactly what we are unpacking in today's deep dive. We are looking at Jack County, Texas.
Specifically, the late June 2026 data.
Yes, late June 2026. We are deep into the traditional summer buying season right now.
The heat is definitely here.
Oh, absolutely. The 4th of July is just around the corner. And if you are, you know, sitting in bumper-to-bumper suburban gridlock right now, I bet you're daydreaming about wide open spaces.
Most people in the Metroplex are, yeah.
You're picturing the barbecue on your own acreage, letting the dogs run off leash, escaping the concrete sprawl.
Summer is always the catalyst for that, that rural migration dream.
Right. People actually have the time to drive the farm-to-market roads and seriously visualize it.
They turn that theoretical desire for land into, well, actual real estate hunting.
But structurally, jumping into Jack County is a completely unique beast. It trades in dozens of transactions, right? Not thousands.
Right. Dozens. It's tiny.
So today is really a masterclass in real estate literacy. We're going to teach you how to spot genuine trends hiding inside, like really muddy, small data pools.
And we have some incredible source material for this.
We do. We're pulling from the Entries local market update for May 2026, the comprehensive MarketWatch quarterly report for Q1, and the mid-June 2026 DFW mortgage rate report.
It's the perfect triad of information, honestly.
It really covers all the bases.
Yeah, you get the micro view of May, the macro view of Q1, and then, you know, the cold hard reality of the interest rates dictating everything.
So let's just jump right into the deep end here. Before we look at the 4th of July weekend prep, we have to look at the foundation poured earlier this year.
We have to start with Q1.
Right. And I'm looking at this MarketWatch quarterly report. And I mean, the numbers frankly look like a typo.
They are pretty shocking.
The median sales price hit $260,000. That is a massive 20.1% increase year over year.
Huge jump.
Huge. The average sales price was an eye-popping $311,692.
I bet you look at the volume.
Yes. Here is the catch. Closed sales for the entire quarter climbed to 14.
14 sales. Over 3 months.
14. Up from 12 a year ago. And the available homes just sat totally flat at 61.
So that's roughly, what, one house selling every week in the entire county?
Exactly. So my immediate instinct is to call foul. I mean, looking at Jack County data feels like looking at a puddle instead of an ocean.
I like that analogy.
If I throw one big rock into a puddle, the whole thing splashes over. Are these 14 sales just one big rock?
That's the question everyone asks.
Because a 20% price jump on a dozen transactions doesn't feel real. It feels like, I don't know, two guys from Dallas bought expensive horse properties in February and ruined the math.
And that's the exact trap that casual investors fall into out there.
Right. They just dismiss it as noise.
Exactly. They dismiss it as statistical noise. But what you have to understand here is the underlying mechanism of scarcity.
Okay. Break that down for me.
Well, yes, 14 sales is a microscopic number compared to Dallas County, which had over 4,000 closed sales in Q1.
Right, an ocean compared to a puddle.
But the laws of behavioral economics do not care about the size of the body of water.
Scarcity is scarcity.
Precisely. Let's look at the mechanics. You had a measurable increase in buyer activity going from 12 sales to 14.
More humans entered the market.
Right, more humans. But the pool of available homes stayed rigidly flat at 61.
Okay.
So even at these incredibly low volume levels, when demand increases against a flat supply, the pressure only goes one way.
Prices go up.
Up. Buyers are forced to compete. It might not look like a Frisco bidding war with 20 cars outside an open house, but the psychological pressure on the buyer is identical.
Wow. Okay, walk me through that psychology. Because if I'm looking for a house on a quiet dirt road, I'm not expecting to fight another buyer tooth and nail.
Think about the buyer's journey. If you lose a house in a suburban neighborhood in Frisco, another identical house is going to pop up three streets over next week.
Right, you have a safety net of inventory.
Exactly. But if you are looking for a highly specific rural property in Jack County, let's say a three-bedroom with a good, well, high-speed internet on 5 acres.
That sounds pretty specific.
It is. That might be the only property of its kind to hit the market in a six-month window.
Oh, wow. So if I find it and my agent says there's another offer?
You panic.
Yeah.
You escalate your offer. You don't have the luxury of saying, oh, I'll just wait for the next one.
Because there is no next door.
Right. There is no next one. That is how a 20% jump happens on just 14 sales.
That makes total sense.
Scarcity on a dusty rural route triggers the exact same financial posturing as a downtown luxury high-rise.
So it wasn't a fluke. It was the market reacting violently to a slight uptick in demand.
Against a rigid ceiling of supply, yes.
Okay, that completely reframes how I look at this. But a high price in Q1 doesn't dictate the summer.
No, markets evolve.
Right. If spring squeezed the buyers, something has to give by late June. We have to look at the ground reality right now.
Which is where the May entries update comes in.
Yes, the bridge to the summer. And the reality is that inventory is vanishing.
It's dropping fast.
There were exactly 56 homes for sale in Jack County in May. That's nearly a 19% drop from the 69 homes available last year.
19% is a huge chunk of the shelf just disappearing.
And the month's supply of inventory fell from 12.5 months down to 10.3 months.
Which is an incredibly steep drop in the supply timeline. The county is absorbing its supply way faster than it's replenishing it.
Now, hold on. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
If I'm an aggressive buyer and my agent hands me this report, I am absolutely not panicking. I'm feeling pretty smug, actually.
Oh, because of the textbook definition of a buyer's market?
Exactly. I know my real estate rules. Anything over 6 months of supply is a buyer's market.
Technically, yes.
Dallas County is sitting at 4.2 months. Parker County is at 4.4. Those are tight seller-controlled markets.
They are very tight.
But Jack County is at 10.3 months. That tells me there is nearly a year's worth of inventory sitting empty. Why are we calling this a supply squeeze?
Because applying a generalized national textbook definition to a hyper-rural market is a phenomenal way to lose a negotiation.
Really? But 10 months is 10 months?
You have to look at the directional momentum, not just the static number. It's an illusion of choice.
What do you mean, illusion of choice?
Well, you're assuming those 56 available homes represent a homogeneous block of inventory.
Like subdivisions in the suburbs.
Exactly. In a suburban market with 10 months of supply, you really do have dozens of comparable homes to pick from.
Right.
But out of those 56 homes in Jack County, how many are actually what a typical buyer wants?
Let's break that down. What is the actual composition of that 56?
Okay, so maybe 10 of those are just raw land with dilapidated manufactured homes that won't qualify for financing.
Okay, strike 10.
Another 15 might be historical homes in town that need massive cash-heavy renovations.
Not what I'm looking for.
Right. Then maybe 10 multi-million dollar luxury recreational ranches with high-fenced hunting.
Way out of my budget. So what's left?
When a buyer applies their specific criteria, like a move-in ready mid-priced home on a couple of acres, those 56 homes rapidly dwindle.
Wow. So my actual viable supply might be closer to 3 or 4 houses?
Your real supply might be measured in weeks, not 10.3 months.
It completely changes the picture.
The shelf looks stocked from a distance, but the specific items people actually want are emptying out. And that 18% year-over-year reduction means the era of lazy weekend browsing in Jack County is over.
So if I'm selling right now, the backdrop is surprisingly supportive. My actual competition is declining.
Very supportive, yes.
But if I'm buying, I cannot let that double-digit supply metric make me complacent.
You absolutely cannot.
I can't look at a house over the 4th of July weekend and say, you know, let's just make an offer in September.
Because if you wait until September, someone else who actually understands the microscopic reality of the inventory is going to pull the trigger in August.
That tension is fascinating. The supply is tightening, but buyers are misreading their leverage.
It creates a real standoff.
And a standoff can't last forever. Something has to give. When we look at the May data, we see exactly where the rubber meets the road.
The sheer amount of time properties are sitting dead in the water.
Yes, the days on market. This leads to what might be the single most head-scratching statistic in this entire stack.
Oh, the Dom roller coaster. It completely breaks people's brains when they first see it.
Seriously, in May 2026, the average days on market for Jack County was 107 days.
Ouch.
But wait, last May, the average was 9 days.
9 days.
Nine, from 9 days to 107 days. That is an almost incomprehensible increase of nearly 1,100%.
It sounds like a catastrophe.
If you're a casual observer, you assume the local economy just collapsed. A market doesn't spontaneously slow down by 1,100% without a catastrophic external event.
No, it doesn't.
So what is the ghost in the machine here? How do we explain 107 days against 9 days?
You explain it by questioning the denominator.
Okay, what does that mean?
We're conditioned by media to react to percentage headlines, right? Market slows by 1,100%.
It causes instant panic.
But you have to look at the raw components in a low-volume market. We are back to the puddle analogy.
Okay, let's deconstruct the puddle.
Let's take that 9-day figure from May 2025. In a month where only three or four properties close, a single lightning-fast transaction dictates the reality for the whole county.
Give me a scenario.
Imagine a local landowner passes away, the heirs list a prime 20-acre parcel slightly below market value, and a neighboring rancher swoops in with a cash offer on day one.
Basically a zero-day transaction.
Yes. And if the other two homes that sell that month close in a normal 13 to 20 days, that single one-day cash sale drags the entire average down to 9 days.
Wow, so it's a complete statistical illusion.
It's a total fluke caused by a microscopic sample size.
It's like calculating the average net worth in a coffee shop, and Elon Musk walks in to order an espresso.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Suddenly, the average customer is a billionaire. It ruins the math.
Exactly. And conversely, we have to apply that exact same logic to the 107 days we're seeing this May.
Are all the houses taking 3.5 months to sell?
Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
It's almost guaranteed that the 107-day average is being artificially dragged upward by one or two incredibly stubborn properties.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. We all know that one seller.
Everyone knows him.
The guy who listed his 1980s double wide for $500,000 because the sunset views have sentimental value.
And he absolutely refuses to drop the price by a single penny.
Right. He lets it sit on the market for 280 days, just rotting on the MLS.
And then he finally caves, drops the price to reality, and it happens to close in May.
And his stubbornness single-handedly inflates the average for everyone else.
He makes the entire county look sluggish.
So if I'm a seller looking at this May report, I shouldn't panic. I shouldn't start slashing my price because of this one scary metric.
You absolutely shouldn't panic, but you can't ignore it either. There is a real signal hidden beneath that noise.
How do we find the truth then?
We have to pull the lens back. Stop looking at the monthly anomaly and look at the year-to-date figure.
The YTD gives us the actual gravity.
Right. The year-to-date average days on market for the first 5 months of 2026 is 79 days.
Okay, 79 days feels profoundly different than 107.
It's up from 67 days over the exact same period last year.
So it's a real measurable slowdown, but it's an evolution, not a total collapse.
It's reality, because that 79-day average is built on 22 closed sales so far this year.
22 is still small, but
it's enough to smooth out the anomalies. It dilutes the one-day cash sale and the 280-day stubborn listing. It gives us the actual beating pulse of the market.
Okay, let's talk about the logistics of that 79-day reality, because that requires a massive mental shift for a seller used to suburban timelines.
It really does. It's a shock to the system.
If I'm selling in the Dallas suburbs, I expect it to go under contract in a weekend and close in 30 days.
Easy.
But if I list in Jack County this summer, I have to plan my life around a 2.5-month window.
It alters everything. It alters your bridge loan logistics.
Oh, right.
If you're buying in Fort Worth contingent on selling your Jack County property, your lender needs to know this asset takes 79 days to liquidate.
And think about the physical exhaustion, keeping a rural property showing ready for almost 3 months.
Keeping the brush cleared, fences mended, house spotless.
Managing the dogs every time an agent wants to show the property. Doing that for 79 straight days is a marathon.
It's brutal, which opens up an entirely new can of worms.
The pricing paradox.
Yes, the pricing paradox.
Because if I am physically and financially exhausted waiting 79 days, what is actually happening to my home's value during that waiting period?
The data sources give us two wildly conflicting narratives about your net worth.
They really do. The monthly versus the YTD strikes again, but this time it hits the wallet directly.
Let's look at the numbers. They're baffling.
Okay. May 2026 median sales price was $227,500.
Which is up 9.4% year over year.
Right. So if I just look at May, I am thrilled. Nearly a 10% gain. But then I flip the page to the year-to-date median price.
And what does it say?
The YTD median is $250,000.
Now, 250 sounds higher than 227.
It does, but it's actually down 16.7% from the $300,000 median we saw in the first 5 months of last year.
It is a perfect statistical contradiction.
The month is up 10%, but the year is down nearly 17%.
Exactly.
So if I'm sitting on my porch in Jack County right now, drinking iced tea and looking at these reports, am I celebrating a 10% gain? Or mourning a massive 17% loss?
Which number dictates reality?
Yeah, which one do I trust?
You have to trust the gravity of the larger data set. You trust the YTD.
Why?
The month of May was strong in isolation. Whoever sold their house in May had a very good month compared to the previous May. But that strong May sits inside a much softer overall 2026.
This is the nested data concept.
Exactly. Imagine an unseasonably warm 75-degree day in the middle of February.
It feels amazing.
It does. But it doesn't mean winter is over. It's a warm day nested inside a cold season.
I see.
The YTD figure of $250,000 is the cold season. It's the most reliable anchor. Prices are legitimately down nearly 17% from the heights of early 2025.
But I don't want to just report a 17% drop in a vacuum because it sounds like a crash. We have to contextualize that $250,000 median.
It's vital to do that.
Because even with a 17% haircut, we are talking about a completely different universe of affordability.
That context is the only reason Jack County is surviving the broader economic headwinds right now.
It's the primary magnet drawing buyers out of the Metroplex. Let's pull the data from that Q1 report.
Let's hear it.
Dallas County is sitting at a median of $360,000.
And Parker County.
Parker County sits directly between Fort Worth and Jack County. It's historically been the transitional county.
Right, the stepping stone.
And right now, Parker County is sitting at a massive $460,000 median price.
Wow.
That is a $250,000 gap between two counties that are basically next door to each other.
And that gap is entirely driven by developmental saturation.
Explain that. Why did Parker hit 460?
Well, over the last decade, the Fort Worth sprawl completely overtook places like Aledo and Weatherford.
Subdivisions replaced ranches.
Exactly. The cost of land development skyrocketed. You have municipal zoning, water infrastructure costs, property taxes going up.
Parker County basically became a luxury suburb of Fort Worth.
Completely. So the buyer who wanted affordable acreage there 5 years ago is now entirely priced out. A middle-class family trying to buy 5 acres just cannot make the math work at a $500,000 entry point.
So what do? Give up on the dream.
They don't give up. They get in their car, drive another 45 minutes down Highway 199, and look for the next frontier.
They drive until the math works.
Exactly. And right now, at a $250,000 median, the math works in Jack County.
Which perfectly explains why the inventory is shrinking. Despite the illusion of that 10 months of supply, the sheer affordability is pulling buyers out to these rural routes.
It's a migration driven purely by budget.
But that brings up the ultimate friction point. If affordability is drawing them out, why is the YTD price still down 17%?
Good question.
Why aren't those migrating buyers pushing the price back up to $300,000?
To answer that, we have to look outside Jack County. We have to look at the macroeconomic forces dictating buyer budgets everywhere.
It's the cost of money. We have to talk about the interest rates.
The elephant in the room.
We have the mid-June 2026 DFW rate data right here. Heading into the summer heat, the 30-year conventional fixed rate is sitting at 6.52%.
With an APR of 6.68.
Right. Now, yes, that is technically down slightly from the terrifying highs in May, but 6.52% is still a formidable number.
It's heavy. Interestingly, the 15-year rate has finally broken back below 6%, sitting at 5.89.
It's an environment of cautious easing, I guess.
But still historically elevated compared to the sub 3% era that the entire market is still actively grieving.
Let's spend some real time on this. Percentages on a screen are completely abstract.
They don't mean anything until you write the check.
Exactly. Let's do the actual behavioral economics. What does the difference between a 5% rate and a 6.52% rate actually mean for a family buying that median Jack County home?
It's the difference between feeling comfortable and feeling stretched to your absolute limit.
Let's do the hard math.
Okay. You're buying a $250,000 home, putting 20% down. You're financing $200,000.
Okay, got it.
At a 5% interest rate, your principal and interest payment is about $1,073 a month.
Not bad.
But at that 6.52% rate we have today, that exact same loan jumps to roughly $1,267 a month.
That is nearly $200 more every single month. Over $2,000 a year, strictly in interest penalties for having the bad luck of buying in 2026.
And $200 might not sound like a deal breaker to a corporate executive in Dallas.
But in a rural economy, that hits incredibly hard.
It creates an enormous amount of friction. You have to factor in the reality of rural living.
Right, the commute.
When you move to Jack County, your commute costs skyrocket. You're driving further for groceries, medical care, work.
You probably bought a truck, so higher gas consumption.
Increased utility costs, feed costs for animals, maintenance for a private well. In that reality, $200 a month is a massive chunk of disposable income.
It dictates whether they can actually afford to enjoy the lifestyle they moved out there for in the first place.
Exactly. These rates aren't entirely locking buyers out of Jack County the way they're destroying affordability in the DFW suburbs.
Because the baseline price is low enough to absorb it.
Right. A $1,200 payment is still technically manageable. But it makes buyers incredibly hesitant.
They demand perfection.
If they're going to take on that extra burden, they want to be absolutely sure this is the right house, the right land, and the right long-term decision.
And suddenly, the entire puzzle pieces together. That buyer hesitation is exactly why the days on market stretch to an exhausting 79 days.
It all connects.
And because the seller is exhausted after 79 days of keeping the house clean and paying carrying costs, they eventually drop the price.
Which is why the YTD median fell 17%.
The macro rate environment creates hesitation. Hesitation creates longer days on market, and longer days soften the median price.
It is a textbook, flawless economic chain reaction. We're watching it play out in real time.
So this brings us to the most dramatic part of the transaction, the negotiation room.
Where it all goes down.
We have hesitant buyers staring down a 6.5% interest rate, feeling the pinch of gas prices.
Yep.
On the other side, we have sellers who have been bleeding, carrying costs for almost 3 months, wondering when they can move on with their lives.
Both sides are tired.
What happens when these two exhausted parties finally meet at the table this summer? Who actually holds the leverage?
To figure that out, we look at a highly specific metric, the percent of original list price received.
The ultimate measure of leverage.
It tells us, out of the seller's initial dream price on day one, how much reality forced them to surrender just to get the deal done.
Let's look at the tape. In May 2026, Jack County sellers walked away with an average of 91.7% of their original list price.
Down from 92.7% last May.
And if we look at the trusty YTD figure, they are getting 93.9% of their asking price, down from 94.9% last year.
Notice the incredible consistency there.
A 1% drop in both metrics. Perfectly symmetrical.
It really is.
Let's translate that 93.9% into actual painful dollars. If you list your home for the median $250,000,
you fight for 79 days.
And settle for the YTD average of 93.9%. You were closing the deal at roughly $234,500.
You were giving up over $15,000 of your perceived equity.
15 grand. That 1% difference from last year looks like a tiny decimal shift on a spreadsheet.
But 1% of a quarter million is $2,500.
Add that to the overall discount, and as a seller, you're leaving a decent used car's worth of money on the table.
And what's crucial is that this 1% drift toward the buyer is modest, but undeniably consistent across all the data points.
It's a structural reality.
It proves the buyer is slowly, incrementally clawing back power in the negotiation room.
Let's dive into the psychology of that room. Why is the seller caving by $15,000? It's not just because they're nice.
Oh, definitely not. It's because the buyer knows exactly how much leverage they have at day 80.
Think about the mechanics. A buyer at day 80 knows they are likely the only serious tour that seller has had in a month.
They know the seller has paid 3 months of property taxes on maybe 20 acres. They know they've been mowing the acreage, maintaining the well.
The financial and emotional fatigue is immense. So the buyer doesn't just ask for a price discount. They start asking for physical assets.
Right. The buyer says, I'll give you $234K, but you are leaving the John Deere tractor in the barn.
And the zero-turn mower.
Yeah.
And you're paying to pump the septic tank.
And the seller agrees to it.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is going back to zero, waiting another 80 days, and paying more carrying costs.
The buyer understands the seller's fatigue and weaponizes it.
Which leads to, arguably, the most important piece of tactical advice for any seller listening to this right now.
Oh, please share.
The absolute critical danger of developing a stigma on your listing.
It's the deadliest mistake in a low-volume market.
If you get greedy on day one, if you aggressively overprice, assuming some desperate city dweller is just going to blindly throw money at you, you are digging your own grave.
Because in a market with only 56 homes, everybody sees everything.
Exactly. Contrast with Dallas. In a dense suburb, if you overprice, 50 people see it on Zillow. Reject it, you drop the price on Wednesday, and a new batch of 50 people see it the next weekend.
The buyer pool flows like a river. It washes away the mistake.
In Jack County, the buyer pool is a pond. Everyone looking knows your house is for sale. The local agents know it's overpriced.
If it sits for 60, 90, 120 days, it develops a massive stigma.
The narrative shifts from, wow, look at this great property, to what is structurally wrong with that house?
People assume the foundation is cracked, or the well is dry, or the neighbors are a nightmare.
And once that stigma attaches, you're doomed. You'll eventually have to slash the price far below market value just to get anyone to take a second look.
So the lesson is, price it to the brutal reality of the market on day one. Accept the $250,000 valuation.
Because an overpriced $300,000 listing can easily turn into a 200-day nightmare that sells for $215,000.
It requires humility, but it saves your equity.
Absolutely.
Now, this is phenomenal insight, but up to this point, we've been talking about the average Jack County home.
No, median.
Right. We've been throwing around this 250K number, but out in these rural counties, the word average is doing an unbelievable amount of heavy lifting.
Geographically and structurally, there's a massive difference between a modest house on a quarter acre in Jacksboro and a sprawling 50-acre recreational ranch.
With a custom build, stock pond, ag exemptions.
They are effectively entirely different asset classes that just happen to share the same artificial geographical boundary.
Combining them into one median price is almost a disservice to the data.
It really is.
And here's a fascinating quirk in the sources we used. The main NTRIZE MLS summary report for May, which is usually our gold standard.
It doesn't even bother generating a dedicated farm and ranch table for Jack County.
It just doesn't exist. The transaction volume in that luxury land category is too low for their algorithm. It just produces blanks.
The data is so scarce it drops off the automated reports.
But we aren't going to let that stop us. The MarketWatch quarterly data gives us a backdoor.
The zip code level activity for Q1.
Yes. When you look at the breakdown by zip code, the real story of the rural luxury divide betrays itself beautifully.
The stratification becomes impossible to ignore.
Let's read these zip codes. In 76486, the Q1 median price is a staggering $545,000.
Huge jump.
In 76487, it's $444,000. In 76431, it's $393,000.
Okay.
But then you look at zip code 76458, and the median is exactly 260,000.
So distinct.
So I have to ask, are we basically looking at two completely different isolated real estate markets forced to share the same county lines?
Absolutely. We are looking at the localized housing market versus the rural land and ranch market.
Those $500,000 properties aren't just nicer versions of the 260K homes.
They aren't just houses with better countertops. They represent the acreage, the land component, the barns, heavy-duty fencing, deep-water wells.
The rural luxury escape.
The escape that high-net-worth buyers from the Metroplex are actively seeking out. They want to own a piece of Texas, not just a house.
And it's important to note a broader trend regarding that asset class.
Across all of North Texas, buyers looking for large tracts are taking significantly more time to make decisions.
And for good reason. The due diligence required on a $545,000 ranch is exponentially more complex than buying a subdivision house.
Walk me through that complexity, because to a city buyer, land just looks like grass.
What are they spending weeks investigating?
Everything. When you buy 50 acres, you aren't just inspecting the HVAC system. You are testing the flow rate and water quality of private wells.
You're verifying agricultural exemption.
Right, to make sure property taxes don't quadruple after closing. You're researching mineral rights versus surface rights. Can an oil company legally put a pump jack in your front yard?
You're bringing in surveyors to check 100-year-old fence lines. It's highly technical.
So if the average houses in the 260K zip code take 79 days to sell, these complex ranches might take well over 120 or 150 days to close.
Very likely. The extended days on market is always most pronounced in these high-dollar segments.
Because the buyer pool is smaller and their hurdles are higher.
I really want to highlight this. For you, the listener, if your dream is to buy one of those ranches, if you are looking for that $500,000 acreage.
This extended complex market time is a massive opportunity.
Think about the leverage. If you buy a $500,000 house in the Dallas suburbs, the seller might have three other offers waiting.
If the inspection finds a roof problem, they won't fix it. They just move to the next buyer.
But if you are buying a $500,000 ranch in Jack County and that seller has been waiting 140 days for a qualified buyer, you have unparalleled leverage.
It's one of the few environments left where you can aggressively negotiate.
You can ask for massive concessions, ask them to repair the perimeter fence, grade the driveway, buy down your interest rate.
That kind of power simply does not exist in the tighter suburban markets right now.
It's the silver lining of the slow market. The rural luxury segment is practically begging for strong negotiators.
Exactly.
This has been an absolutely phenomenal breakdown. Let's pull all these threads together and synthesize exactly what we've learned today.
We covered a lot of ground.
We started with the puddle analogy. We saw how just 14 Q1 sales could violently spike the median price by 20% due to scarcity.
We saw the May inventory tighten to 56 homes, but realized that the 10.3 months of supply metric is an illusion.
We rode the emotional roller coaster of the 107-day versus 79-day average on market.
We navigated the pricing paradox of a strong May nested inside a 17% YTD drop.
We felt the friction of a 6.5, 2% interest rate stealing $200 a month from rural budgets.
We watched buyers claw back $15,000 in the negotiation room.
And we finally uncovered the hidden $545,000 ranches lurking inside the zip code data.
So what is the ultimate synthesis here?
Yeah, how do we use this?
The synthesis is that Jack County requires dual, highly disciplined strategies depending on which side of the table you sit.
Okay, start with the sellers.
If you are selling, you have to find deep comfort in the fact that your fundamental values have held up remarkably well. Your competition is declining.
But the cost for that stability is time.
You must have the financial and emotional patience to weather that 79-day window. You cannot let the anxiety of a slow market or fear of a high interest rate force you into greedy pricing that stigmatizes your property.
Price it right, keep the grass mowed, and wait.
Exactly.
And if you are a buyer,
Jack County is your ultimate affordable haven. Yes, the interest rates are biting into your budget, but that baseline price of $250,000 is your saving grace.
Especially compared to Parker County at $460,000.
Exactly. But more importantly, because of the time it takes to sell these properties, you actually have the power to negotiate. You aren't just a number in a blind bidding war.
You have the leverage. Use it.
Understanding how to read this data is incredibly powerful. Weighting that year-to-date average over the panic-inducing monthly headline.
Recognizing the drag of small sample sizes. Realizing that a median price is just a mathematical compromise between a teardown and a luxury ranch.
That is the real value of this entire deep dive. It's not just about Jack County real estate statistics. It's about developing a rigorous analytical framework.
When you learn to question the denominator, look for the YTD trend, and map human behavioral economics beneath the percentages.
It makes you a vastly more intelligent consumer of information in any field. It's about maintaining critical thinking in a world that thrives on data overload and panic.
I think that is the absolute perfect takeaway, which leaves us with one final lingering thought for you to ponder as we wrap up this deep dive.
The big picture.
We've spent the last hour talking about this rural haven, this incredible, affordable escape at $250,000, while the suburbs constantly push $500,000 and beyond.
Right.
But as remote work policies continue to evolve in 2026, and as the infrastructure improves, and as more people seek out these wide open spaces, what fundamentally happens to the culture of a place like Jack County?
It's an existential question.
If suburban money keeps chasing this affordability and keeps driving up those early quarter prices 20% at a time, will these 10-month inventory supplies just vanish entirely?
Will the puddle dry up?
Exactly. Are we simply watching the slow, inevitable, and irreversible process of these wide open spaces turning into just another highly competitive, priced-out extension of the DFW Metroplex?
It's a fundamental question of geography, economics, and culture colliding in real time.
It really is. It is something to seriously think about the next time you drive past those county line signs on a Saturday afternoon. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the data, keep looking past the headlines, and we will see you next time.